Before the episode begins, I'd like to tell you about the Science for Care podcast. Science for Care is an audio series produced by HealthTech for Care, an endowment fund committed to support and promote access to care for all patients. Each episode takes a concise look at some of the major advances in medicine, mRNA vaccines, antibiotics, gene therapy, the metaverse, and many more. The production is meticulous, the narration captivating, and the guests are true leaders in their respective fields. If you listen to Impulse, then you'll be for sure interested, so don't wait any longer and go listen to the first two seasons of Science for Care. Welcome to Impulse, the podcast where we dive into the most exciting breakthroughs in healthcare of our time. In each episode, I sit down with some of the most brilliant minds that are using technology to rethink the way we care. Inspiring and passionate, to tell you all about their innovation and how it will impact the lives of millions. My name is Matthew Chafford. I'm a biomedical engineer and medical technology enthusiast, and in this podcast, we take the pulse of this incredible field. Welcome to Impulse.
I think that the wonder or the superpower of the next generation of neurotechnology is that it's going to be a prosthesis like we have now for the hips or for the heart or for, you know, any part of the body, but it's going to be a smart piece that is going to help us also on our empowerment when it comes to managing our disease and you know, continue with our lives. So I just think that it's going to be so useful having this technology giving us back data about how we're feeling and how we could actually have that next step on our own management of the disease without relying all the time on the anxiety of not having our neurologist, our neurosurgeon, or our medical team nearby. So that's the hope that I have, that what we are creating can create less dependency from the healthcare system, because it's saturated. It cannot hold more, you know, burden. So I think exactly. So contributing towards minimizing that burden while empowering patients to take care of their own disease in a way that is not also a burden for them, right? But that is practical and balanced, would be extremely beneficial for the future of our healthcare systems, but also of our individuality.